do you pray to if you believe in prayer but do not believe in God? By Reverend Tom McCready. And who or what do you pray to if you believe that the sacred depths and that binds us together and holds us forever cannot be separated from the reality of ourselves in order to be prayed to? Where do you aim your prayers? If you truly believe that the beauty and grace and glorious frailty of the human spirit is all the God we need. If there is a God who listens, then he or she is listening this morning to the people gathered here. And if the great Creator Spirit, who was before the world began, is present here among us, it is in the hearts and in the hopes of the people gathered here. That spirit is within reach, most real, most near, and most fully with us. Seeking Stillness by Karen Morgan. Meditation is a technique that creates a stillness which brings us into present moment that we can find and face ourselves. In a way, it's a way to unlock your full potential in all areas of your life. There are many different ways to meditate. However, the common thread amongst all of the methods is concentration. Each method involves a way to focus your concentration so that you become present to your deeper self. Getting connected with your deeper self will allow you to find answers to the questions you face in life. We have all had instances in our lives of this type of connection and stillness. Think of a time when you looked into a newborn baby's eyes or looked into the night sky and felt the wonder of the vastness, or sat by a river and allowed the sound of the flow move you to a state of stillness. These were spontaneous experiences. Meditation is about having these experiences purposefully. I have a wisdom story for you, attributed to Marcy Shenhoff. Fill the sieve with water. A wise teacher instructing his students to meditate told them, "The process is like filling a sieve with water." All of the students were confused by this statement. How was it possible to fill a sieve with water? Some thought it meant meditation was very difficult, and others thought it meant they could only expect temporary gains from their practice. Discouraged, they stopped meditating. One student, however, approached the teacher and asked him to explain. The teacher took the student to the edge of the ocean, gave him a sieve, and told him to try and fill it with water. The student scooped the water into the sieve, but it immediately ran out. The teacher took the sieve from the student and said, "I will show you how." The teacher threw the sieve into the water, where it sank almost immediately. He told the student, "The sieve is full of water now and will stay that way forever." Meditation works the same way. It's not about scooping small amounts of spirit into your individual life, but about dropping yourself into the ocean of spirit and merging with that spirit more and more each day. The Paradox of Prayer by Reverend. Love wants that a turn for the better shall come, and from its own depths send that prayer up to the conscious mind of the person who loves. It was in this sense that Francois Fenelon said that true love prays unceasingly. And in this sense, prayer is one of the most natural and universal things in the world. an involuntary turning for help, a sense of awe and wonder before the sublime and mysterious. These are both pre-theological experiences. They are as natural and primary kind of prayer. There are other kinds as well. There is human prayer, springing up spontaneously from the heart. You walk forth some morning under a blue sky, and something within you says, "How wonderful!" Such, I would say, is a beautiful, a natural, a pre-theological prayer of praise. The prayer of thankfulness is also a quite natural and inevitable response in certain circumstances. When human good or human mercy or human generosity or human love is made known to us. The prayer of gratitude is thus a simple and natural response of the human heart. The prayer of anguish, since the human being is subject at times to severe anxieties, is also natural. In the Psalms, you find these prayers of human anguish poignantly and vividly expressed. The quieter prayer of self-searching and self-examination is also natural. And since conscience is not self-made, but social, it is natural also that human beings should have directed prayer outward. And so too the prayer of contrition. When we have fallen short of living at levels of one's possible best, a paradox arises when we make formal, sometimes threadbare, and conventional what is natural and spontaneous and utterly real. Then we have the paradox of prayer as a hollow shell. The words are there, but the feelings are absent. The power we address in prayer is not of somebody outside, but the very power of being, which we live closer than breathing and nearer than hands and feet. Suppose we think of prayer as we approach the deepest truths about ourselves. Suppose we think of it as a way of shedding new light on our relationships with others. Suppose we think of it as an essential religious striving to touch truth and touch resources within and beyond ourselves. There are many means for getting what we think we want in the world. Money is one. Prestige, power, and privilege are others. Prayer is not like that. Rather, it is an effort to reach deep and to reach out and to become what we would like to be and need to be and ought to be. Proper prayer is not a petition to escape realities. It is an effort to face up to realities, to understand them, to deal with them in an expression of desire to grow in spiritual stature, in courage, in strength, and in faith. The purpose of prayer is to transform those doing the praying, to lift them out of fear and selfishness into serenity, patience, determination, and belonging. If we begin to approach prayer in this manner, it assumes an entirely new significance. We make an effort to find out what our lives should mean, what they do mean, and what they could mean. In this process of self-examination, The sifting and judging of our desires goes on. We can slowly learn that the requirements of love, justice, peacemaking, and truth may well run contrary to some of our personal desires and inclinations. Prayer based on self-examination, on an honest ordering of our minds, and on the ability to wait in expectation and appreciation of untapped and unrevealed spiritual resources. This, to me, is prayer at its best.